Burial plots are shallow in much of Louisiana because the water table is so high. Dig a few feet down, and the grave fills with water. Loved ones looking to memorialize the dearly departed began to follow the Spanish tradition of building above-ground tombs. Acres of white stone chambers filled with the dead, now commanded to wander the world and consume the flesh of the living.
Come.
One of them has just awoken in the darkness of his vault. The only thing preventing him from following the voice in his head is now the stone door of his tomb, stuck tight with years of neglect.
Come.
His name is... was Robert Steinhauer. His face is a horrible mask of rot. His jaw locked open, mouth gaping, tongue sticking out. One side of his face is decayed faster than the other as one eye bulges out, while the other is sunken back so far as to be useless. His body locked in a rictus, beer belly jutting over his belt buckle. Arms thrown back like the pinned wings of a butterfly under glass. An accountant that spent long hours at work in order to build a future. A future that was cut short by a heart stressed by too many cigarettes, too much alcohol, too much caffeine, and too little relaxation.
Come.
But he has no memory of this. He has no memories of the passionate nights with his wife or his mistress. No memory of his glory years as a high school quarterback. No memory of raising his newborn son in his arms, confirming his innate quest to bring his DNA to seed. Instead, he stumbles ahead on legs that seem to move automatically, propelled by the gnawing voice in his head.
Come.
The voice is constant, burning. Although he has no sensation of pain, it tells him to find the warmth. The warmth of flesh. Human flesh.
Come.
He shifts aimlessly, the whiffs of humanity pulling his unthinking body in different directions constantly. And when the voice booms in his head,
come,
he obeys without thought, without hesitation. His king has called him.